welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We are here with the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burtz and Nancy Heck. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Doing great. Beautiful day here in Florida.
Off last week with visiting our nation's capital.
Always great.
Always good.
Got a chance to get in the Senate chambers and get on the House floor. You know, the amazing thing about...
Did you get a bill passed?
I was working on it.
Okay.
Being in the House chambers, I was telling my friend Dennis, who's here, in fact, my fraternity brother from 50-plus years ago.
Yeah, audience,
We were in a fraternity when we were in kindergarten, right, Dennis? Yeah. Anyway, how small the House chambers is. You know, you see the president come down the State of the Union, he greets everybody on both sides of the aisle. It's only 8 rows deep, and it looks like it's forever. But anyway, it was a thrilling experience. I'm glad to be there, and thanks, Senator Martinez, for the opportunity to be with him and give us a tour. Anyway, Nancy and I are here to talk about things that might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. We're going to talk about your 401k, your IRA, questions that you might have regarding a reverse mortgage, about insurance, long-term health care, annuities. What else, Nancy?
Stocks, bonds, mutual funds.
Real estate. That's it. We are here. And the good news for you, if you have any questions about any of those things that are on your mind, things that you always wondered about because you have to make decisions about retirement, you've been saving, hopefully, and got some money in your IRA or 401k, and you're looking at retirement. How do we turn those assets into income? And that's what Nancy and I do, and the other 11 certified financial planners at CFG do day in and day out for a fee. But on Saturday morning, we are here absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, the good news for you is that lines are absolutely wide open. All you have to do is pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. And, of course, the text line is up and running as well. 21232. That is 21232. Nancy Heck has today's topic. You're never too old for what?
Oh,
okay.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. For what? What am I never too old for?
Well, you know, we all work with a lot of people who are either retired or about to retire. And a common question that I get is, when is the proper age to move out of a stock portfolio and into a bond portfolio? And the answer that I give is you're never really too old to own stocks or equities through mutual funds, which is the preferential way that we like to get equities into a person's portfolio. And some common reasons why are, you know, history has proven that equity funds outperform income funds over the long term. You know, there's no guarantee, of course, but historically, ownership or in equity has outperformed being a lender. Many retirees underestimate how long they're going to live. So you think about wanting to have that regular income, but you want your portfolio to be there and to continue grow in value so you have more to pull from. If you can add conservatively like 4% annually to your balance, then your portfolio may last an additional 10 years into retirement.
Very important. You still have the statistic that you gave a couple of weeks ago about how long people live?
Yeah, and this is a conversation fire pit last night with a couple. Looking at retiring at 65. And if at least one person in the couple or if both of them are 65, when they retire, they have a 50% chance of living beyond 92.
There you go.
And I think the longevity and then, of course, the quality of life is what people underestimate. So having equities in your portfolio throughout your whole lifetime is very important to make sure that you stay ahead of inflation.
But the important thing is to don't go crazy with it.
Well, true,
and
true.
That's
a well-diversified portfolio is definitely called for.
Yep.
You know, you don't want to... We saw a lot of people in the early 2000s that wanted the dot-com types of investments,
mm-hmm.
and, you know,
mm-hmm.
there was a big bust there.
Mm-hmm.
There was also a push around that period of time for, you know, going very heavily into foreign funds.
Mm-hmm.
And those clients that stayed diversified prevailed.
That's a secret.
So, and then regular reviews and updates with your certified financial planner help keep you in check also.
You know, something just dawned on me while you were talking about having equities or stock mutual funds in your portfolio. Why some people are nervous about it, skeptical, afraid, and the reason being, I think, is unlike bonds, the performance of the quote-unquote stock market is reported every day.
Well, what we're looking at predominantly is 30 companies.
In the Dow?
Yes. Mm-hmm. The Dow is mm-hmm. the most often quoted, looked at, viewed mm-hmm. index, mm-hmm. you know, throughout the whole daytime.
Right.
And it really is just 30 companies.
Right. But my point being is that because it's constantly reported, people see it going up, going down, the market plunged, the market soared. But unlike bonds, nobody talks about what bonds did today.
Well, yeah.
And so, mm-hmm. so people hear that constant fluctuation of volatility. Oh, I don't want anything to do with that. Bonds, nobody talks about. They seem to be a little more stable and secure and sedate. I'm going to do bonds. Now, bonds are, depending on the kind of bonds you own, they don't generally have the volatility the stocks have. But because you hear it reported all the time, you know, it's kind of like the crime report. You know?
Yeah.
That just dawned on me.
And along those lines, and in doing some reviews with clients, the portfolios or the particular holdings that have gone down in value recently are the bond funds.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being that we're seeing the first couple interest rate increases in 10 years. So those rates were artificially held low, which kept the values very stable.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's like the crime rate of City A and City B and City C is all equal, but you only hear about City A and City B.
Yes.
Boy, City C is a great place
yes,
to live.
It's right. Nirvana. Yes. Yeah. So nobody's everything's good there, but it's the same as City A.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting observation here this morning.
That's why he's the Oracle of Orlando.
There we go. That's it.
844-220-0965.
Equities throughout and diversification is really important.
It's the key.
Yeah, diversity.
It is the key. And people, unfortunately, they get attached to things, too. And you've seen it with some of your clients who walk in the door. They've worked for the same company for years.
Or a stock that they inherited.
Yeah.
And there's some sentimental value to it.
Yes.
Yeah.
There was a big article in the Wall Street Journal this week about people that retired from GE in recent years and were GE employees for 25, 30 years.
Sure.
Stock purchase plans, and they loaded up on GE stock in retirement, only to find out that they may have to go back to work because the GE cut their dividends and GE stock prices down, and they no longer have the net worth that they thought they would have and hoped they would have, which is one of the reasons why you don't want to load up no matter what company you're working for
mm-hmm.
on your company stock. People think, oh, I know what's going on with the company because I work there. You know, I can see it every day, and I love it. And then they think that the boss knows how much stock you own, so, you know, that kind of protects your job. Well, forget it. That makes absolutely zero sense. You shouldn't have no more than 5% of your assets in your company stock.
That concerns me in reference to also seeing a lot of people that have a higher, you know, 10% or more, because not only is a good chunk of their net worth, it's their paycheck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they can not only lose their source of income, but their retirement.
Yep.
So,
Diversification is the key.
Yep.
Is in fact the key.
Well, 844-220-0965 is the number to dial in. 844-220-0965 or text us 21232. We do have a couple of text questions to kick us off this morning.
Yep.
Texter
okay.
writes in, is there anything I need to do at age 62 to get ready to retire at 65?
Yes, see a certified financial planner.
I was going to say, that's a loaded question.
Yes, and do not pull your Social Security at age 62. You're going to be relegating yourself to a permanent 25% cut in that income.
Yes, and particularly if you're still working, you definitely don't want to do that because you have the offset of $1 for every $2 that you earn over the threshold amount.
Hmm.
And along those lines, one of the other planner's clients was given some very bad advice from a representative at Social Security asking about, we've talked about if you delay taking your Social Security from full retirement age to age 70, you can get an annual 8% increase in the benefit. So the person was thinking about delaying their Social Security so they could get a higher payment for themselves, and then when they pass on, have a higher Social Security payment for the spouse. And the Social Security person told them no, they would not get that upon death. But what she was confusing is what the spouse's benefit during lifetime was versus a survivor benefit. Mm-hmm. And they are two totally different things.
So the Social Security unfortunately misled the client. The client says, well, I've been listening to my certified financial planner. I'm going to delay my taking my Social Security till I'm age 70 so my spouse can get the higher benefit. And they walk in the Social Security office. Social Security says, no, you made a mistake because your spouse is only going to get the retirement benefits that you would have gotten at age 66. You've really given up a lot of money over here in the last 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, unfortunately, we had to set the client, I mean, we have to set the client straight, and hopefully he'll go down to Social Security and set them straight. But that, yes, we see this often, that Social Security doesn't understand the rules, the nuances of...
You mean the Social Security office doesn't understand
no,
their own rules?
No, because what they're doing, well, some of the people, I'm not going to say most, but some of the people that they could be talking to are just reading information off of a sheet.
Right.
And they're not really listening to the full question that's being asked. So.
Yeah, putting it into a search query. Oh, here's his result. And reading it.
You know, they're saying spousal benefit, but they're not seeing survivor benefit for a spouse.
Right.
And two totally different
things. Yep.
What is the best age to begin taking Social Security?
I think if you have the opportunity to delay beyond full retirement age, I think that's best.
Okay.
Yeah.
Where else can you get a guaranteed 8% increase in a future check?
Plus cost of living on top of the 8% if we have it.
Yeah.
So
that's great.
And you have people say, well, unless your health is bad, and so everybody's situation is different.
Well, I said if you can,
If you know you're not going to live into your 80s, then it probably makes sense to grab that Social Security early. But particularly if you have a younger spouse, because he or she inherits that higher benefit, which is what we were just talking about. So you want to protect that as much as you can. It's guaranteed money, and it makes sense sometimes to tap into your savings and investments to get you to that higher, because that's where you want to get that guaranteed income. And people say, well, Social Security is not going to be here. You know, I want to grab it now. And you hear this a lot from the younger generation. It'll be here. You may have to wait longer, you may get less, but Social Security will be here. That's the third rail, as they say. Right?
That's what I'm learning now, as I look at some of the details. I'm going,
you're starting to do some planning.
I'm looking ahead in 30, 40 years going, all right, very interesting.
And if anybody is planning on going to talk to somebody at the Social Security office, make an appointment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, make it up, sit
Don't
down with somebody,
walk
in
there.
You'll get the clerk instead
you
of the
will
consultant.
Wait. Forever.
844-220-0965. 844-220-0965. That is the number to call in if you have a question for Joe or Nancy. Text is 21232. We have a next text question here. If under 63 and looking to retire but don't have health insurance, what options do I have to receive a health insurance if income is very low?
You're going to go on the exchange?
Yeah, you'd have to go on healthcare.gov and see what's available.
Yeah, when we do planning, we plug in that cost, depending on the plan that you choose, and it really has a big impact. And that's why we recommend most people, if you can hang on to full retirement age, get on Medicare, because that's the wild card right now of retiring too soon and then having to rely on what's out there in the exchanges. Yeah, I'm going to go back to that question that the gentleman had or the texter had, regarding what they need to do. They want to retire in a couple of years. I'm 62, and I want to get ready to retire at 65.
Yeah.
The most important thing is Nancy and I and the other certified financial planners at CFG do day in and day out is look at what is your lifestyle? What's it going to be? What do you want to do? And then you have to factor in all those other things that people don't think about, like buying cars and repairs around the house.
Right.
And inflation and taxes and the toughest cases that we work on are clients that haven't come to see us until after they've retired and they've done what I call back the envelope financial planning.
Yep.
You know, they did add up this, add up that. Oh, we're going to be okay. We've got Social Security. We've got some interest. Got some dividends. Made a little pension. It'll cover the bills. Well, they come in 5 or 6 years later and the wheels are coming off because they really didn't do any planning. What planning does, it looks at where you are today and what you need to do now. As we say, so you don't look back 10 years from now and say, gee, I wish I would have known. And then you can make some adjustments. Time's a great asset, but if you waste it, you lose it, it's over. So the important thing for this client, all of our listeners, is to seek the advice of a certified financial planner professional, somebody that will do it for a fee, not the one to sell you a product that's in some insurance thing. This is going to do everything for you. It's going to educate your kids. You'll be able to retire with it. It's tax-free income, blah, 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 ho, ho, ho. It does not work. Have somebody that will do it, has no axe to grind, that will give you the straight-up facts, just like a doctor will, to tell you what you need to do. So if you want any information about what we do day in and day out at Certified Financial Group, simply go to our website. That's financialgroup.com, financialgroup.com. Click on there. You can find out about Nancy and me and the other 11 Certified Financial Planners and make an appointment. And by the way, we have some workshops coming up, right, Nancy?
Yes, we do. We do. The next workshop that we have is Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 11. These are all hosted by Gary Abley, and that one is Will Your Savings Last a Lifetime? And then the next one after that, Saturday, June 2nd, also from 9 to 11, healthcare options in retirement. So if you go to our website and you click the tab for seminars, you can reserve your spot.
Gary is not only a certified financial planner, he's also a CPA. We now have two CPAs in the firm in addition to the 11, or in, well, let's see, mm-hmm. we have 11 CFPs. Two of them are CPAs. That's a better way to say it.
There you go.
There we go. But he puts on a great presentation. Gary is a frustrated school teacher in addition to being a CPA and a CFP. And people walk away with good information. That's 9 o'clock. What's the dates again?
9 to 11. The first one is May 5th, and the second one is June 2nd.
So you can get information, go on your cell phone, click on events, and you can make a reservation right there online.
All right. Again, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. And if you want to do the text line, it's 21232. We have a lot of great text questions. We'll get to those on the other side. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With Joe Burt and Nancy Heck from the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. Let's to get the three big things you need to know. And welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend, 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well, 21232. We are 3 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic, including that red alert out on I-4. We'll get those updates in just a moment. But Joe Burt and Nancy Heck are here to answer your questions on the phone and on the text line. Again, 21232. Let's get back to those questions here. I keep hearing 59.5 is the last chance to make a change with 401k. Not clear on what this change involves. Please enlighten. Don't want to miss something.
59.5 is the first year that you could withdraw from your retirement accounts and not pay a 10% IRS penalty. It has absolutely nothing to do with reallocating, increasing what you're contributing to your 401k. Nothing. As a matter of fact, if somebody is still working beyond 70.5, which is the required minimum distribution age, they can contribute to their 401k.
Yep. So you can contribute all the way to 70.5?
No, beyond.
That,
if you're still working and you're 72, you can still contribute to your 401k.
Yep.
And not have to have those
So
dollars.
There's no limit right. on contributing to your 401k.
No, and if you're in the 401k and you stop working after 55, you can withdraw without the 10% penalty as well. So, yes.
Say that again?
If you're over 55 and you stop working, you can withdraw from your 401k without the 10% penalty. It's an IRA. It's 59.5.
Ah, okay.
So
right.
So you got to, you know, there's stuff a bit. This is the problem that we run into all the time. Nancy and I and the other planners see it. People get this. These ideas, then these rumors spread, and they have a misconception, and one
Our IRA
another,
and 401k yeah. data gets confused.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
And,
yeah.
59.5, 55, 70.5, 62, 67, Social Security, 70, what's all it mean?
Yeah.
And then they change the rules, and they change the laws, and it's a whole new re-education process.
Right, because you could be right 10 years ago.
That's correct.
But
well,
now.
It's like we were talking a couple weeks ago, people still think, you know, if I sell my house and buy a house that's bigger or more expensive, I can defer all the profits. That old thing that changed 15, 20 years ago.
$250,000 rollover in gains, yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Wow.
If some people think, it used to be the law, if you bought a house that was more expensive than your old house, no matter the price, you could defer the gain. And now they changed the rules many years ago. It's $500,000 if you're married, filing a joint return, and buying a bigger house doesn't apply.
Gotcha.
There you go.
Yeah, no. See? I guess I never knew that the first time, so I don't need to be confused over that. But I can see where
it.
Other people are.
You got it.
Just to rub that in that I'm younger.
844-220-0965.
844-220-0965. We also have the text machine up and running as well. 21232. Workshops coming up, guys.
Yes, the next workshop that we have is Will Your Savings Last a Lifetime? Saturday, May 5th from 9 to 11, hosted by Gary Abley. Go to financialgroup.com to reserve your space.
All right, that's going to do it for this first half hour. We'd love to hear your phone calls on the other side. Again, 844-220-0965. Time to get the latest news, weather, and traffic, including that red alert out on I-4. Details right now with Dave Wall in the News 96.5 newsroom. Welcome back. This is the second half hour of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We've got the Oracle of Orlando, Joe Burt, and Nancy Heck sitting here live in the studio answering your questions at 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. For those of the people who have joined us during the latest news, weather, and traffic, Joe, what can they call you about?
Nancy and me. Let me start again. Nancy and I are here to take your calls regarding your personal finances, things that might be on your mind regarding stocks and bonds and your IRA and 401k and annuities and life insurance, reverse mortgages, all those things that we go through life and trying to figure out what should we do to plan our long-term financial security. And as I said in the top of the show, this is what Nancy and I and the 11 other CFPs at Certified Financial Group do for our clients for a fee on Monday through Friday. But on Saturday morning, we will answer your questions for free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances and want to get these questions answered. In fact, you don't even have to, use your real name. You can pretend you're Jack or Loretta or somebody and pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965, 844-220-0965, or you can text us, 21232. We're going to kick off this half hour with Denise in Orlando. Denise, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I think Denise is listening to her radio.
Denise, are you there?
And let's try it again.
We'll catch Denise after the top of the after the next.
I want to put Denise down and put her on hold and then get her on the phone to say, you got to be listening through your phone and not on your radio because we are on a delay. And we'll probably already hung up on you if you are listening through your radio by the time you say good morning. So hang on the line. Hopefully Denise is still there. So let's get to a text question real quick. 21232. That is 21232. 67 years old. No 401k. Only have savings. Sons take care of me, works part-time now, company offer 401k match. Should I start a 401k? Worked only 6 years of my life in the United States.
The person's 67?
67.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a fan of doing anything you can for yourself, and saving through a 401k is pre-tax whole dollars that will get saved for their retirement. I would assume that the 67-year-old, although when you assume things, there's always a problem, is going to work more than 3 years to the, you know, classic 70 and a half. So, as we had said earlier, can continue saving into the 401k. Mm-hmm. But if the person has the wherewithal and the desire to try and save anything for their retirement, then go for it.
Yeah. You know, you'll probably get a match. That does the person say they got a match? Maybe no match. Even if they didn't get a match, it still makes sense.
It doesn't matter,
yeah. It
doesn't
make sense to stop, put that money away. Mm-hmm. And to have it there for when that those paychecks stop. So we always encourage people to max out their contribution, their 401k. Yep.
Yeah. Again, 844-220-0965, 844-220-0965. Texter writes in, does raising interest rates cause rate on national debt to go up? And
yes.
What ETF or Vanguard are good for tech, energy, and medical? Thanks, Kevin.
Okay, well, first of all, yes, rising interest rates, it's going to, the debt, because the country will have to pay more to sell those bonds that we sell on a periodic basis at auction. So, unfortunately, rising interest rates will affect that. It's something we have to be very, very careful about. And the second half of the question, Nancy, was what
ETFs? It's, you know, we would never, you know, flip something off the top of our heads on the radio. It would take a little bit of research. So if the person wants a recommendation for an exchange-traded fund in those categories, it would be best for them to email. And they could go to financialgroup.com and email the question that they wanted some information on some exchange-traded funds.
All right, there we go. And the phones are lighting up here. Holy cow, Kyle is busy, so you and I are going to have to
Second half of the show is
there. We go.
All right, well, we do have our first call here,
okay.
And that is Joe. So let's get in Joe here. Joe, you're on the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Hello, Joe.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning. What can we do for you?
Well, I am 59 years old, and want to retire, want to enjoy life a little bit soon. I have about, all I have is a 401. I've got about $90,000 in it.
Mm-hmm.
Where do I stand?
Well, the first question I would want to know is, what do you mean by soon? When you said you want to retire soon, what does that mean?
Is that Monday morning?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I have a lot of friends that are retiring at 62. I've been working since I was 16.
Yeah.
Me too.
And I want to enjoy life a little bit, and we didn't go about it the right way as far as towards the end on the planning for retirement.
And if you've not done any planning, Joe, then it's never too late to have a retirement plan done for you and get some good, solid, black and white answers as to whether, you know, soon for you is going to be 62 or you have to push it off to 65 or 70.
Joe, here's the critical thing. First of all, are you married?
Yes, sir. 41 years.
41 years. Did your wife work outside the home?
No, sir. She's disabled.
Okay. So here we are. Okay. So here you are, 59 years old. You want to retire. You have $90,000 in your 401k, and you're going to get Social Security at 62. Any idea how much money you spend every month? First of all, with the income that you have, that you're bringing in now, are you spending everything to pay the bills and you're keeping your head above water? Yes, no?
We don't spend everything. We do save a little.
You do save a little.
Everything's pretty much paid for.
All right, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Okay. My guess is that it's not going to work retiring early.
And I would think so too.
Yeah, based on the years of experience that we have. And I understand your desire to, you know, kick back and enjoy life a little bit. My problem is you can retire in the early years, you'll get through, but you're going to hit the wall when you get to be 70, 71, 72. And if you're in reasonably good health, Nancy and I would project you're going to have to live another, not have to, but you can live another 20, 25 years.
Yeah. And I would say, Joe, at least stay in the workforce until you hit full retirement with Social Security.
And that's at 70?
Well, no, 70 is extended. It's probably 66 in a number of months.
Yeah.
I mean, I just turned 59, and for me, it's 66 and 10 months. So I got to guess you're probably around the same age.
Yeah.
So, but I would encourage you to sit down with somebody and have a plan done so you can have some concrete information in front of you.
We will never give you bad information. We'll never try to make you feel good. We'll always tell you the facts, Joe, and the facts are probably we don't have enough gas in the tank to get you through your retirement years. I don't want you quitting too soon and waking up when you're 73 years old and finding all you're living on is Social Security, because that's not a pretty picture. So I appreciate your call. The good news is stay healthy and continue in that job and continue putting money in your 401k.
Mm-hmm. All right, Joe, thanks so much. If you want Joe's line, it's 844-220-0965. Let's go to Lee in Orlando. Lee, you're on with the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Good morning, Lee.
Hi, Lee.
Good morning.
What's up?
I'm calling for my friend. She has $500 extra income each month. She wants to know whether she should pay toward her mortgage or a school loan. The mortgage rate is 3.5.
Uh-huh.
And she has a 50,000 principal left over.
Okay.
The school loan is 5.25, and she has 13,000 left over.
Well, if she's going to apply anything towards paying down debt, then she definitely wants to attack the student loans because it's a higher interest.
Right, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yes.
Somebody told her to put the... toward the mortgage, that's right.
No, she needs to get, 3.5% is a pretty low rate, but have her attack the student loans.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay,
sure thing, Lee.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for calling.
Appreciate it, Lee. And if you want Lee's line, it's 844-220-0965. That's 844-220-0965. Let's go to Brett in Winter Park. Brett, you're up next here on WDBO. Good morning.
Hello, Brett.
Good morning. Hello.
Good.
Hello.
What's up?
My question is this. For about 20 years, while I was working, I paid the max. I hit the max for Social Security payments. You know, so you have an income level and you pay in, and then that stops.
Right.
I stopped working at age 60, and I'm 61 now. I am married. My spouse is still working. She's 57 and earns significantly less than me. So the question I have in that scenario, I know there's some kind of a formula that takes your high number of years to calculate the Social Security payment. If I don't work anymore, am I better off still waiting till full retirement at 66 and some odd months, or should I start taking the retirement earlier because of the formula.
Yeah, don't take it earlier because you're going to lock in a permanent 25% reduction in Social Security for you. And, you know, God forbid you pass away before you're, you know, like way into your 90s or something, then the spousal benefit to your wife is also going to be reduced. Social Security looks at your top 30 earning,
35
earning years.
So here's the last 6 years of that is zero. Still, the benefit is to wait.
Yes. Here's what you need to do. Go to socialsecurity.gov/estimator.
It's SSA.gov.
SSA.gov/estimator. And put in your, they will know how much you put in, and it'll tell you what you're going to get at retirement age and tell you what you'd get at 62, and then you can make a decision. But chances are, as Nancy says, it does not make sense for you to take your Social Security earlier because of the 25% haircut that you're going to get.
SSA.gov.
Okay? All right.
Got it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it, Brett. Thank you so much. If you want Brett's line, 844-220-0965. Let's continue on here. We've got a lot of calls coming in here. Let's go to John in Winter Park. John, you're up next here on News 96.5. Good morning.
Hi, John.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
Thanks for taking the call. We are currently a client. We've got, about 1.5 invested with you all. We're considering a relocation to where our children live.
Uh-huh.
And if we sell a home here, to live in a recent distance from them means buying a more expensive home. And I know I've only given you limited information, but when might a reverse mortgage be appropriate to consider in a planning process?
It depends. It may not be appropriate at all, but the longer you wait, the better the benefit. However, you can sometimes use the reverse mortgage to buy the house, and if you plan on staying there the rest of your life, that may be an option. What I would recommend, as you know, John, as a client of our firm, we will do the update for you, and we'll plug in some numbers for you and see what makes sense. So before you launch off and make these big decisions, I think the most appropriate thing to do would be to see how you're on track and then estimate. Are you moving to a state with a state income tax?
No, we stay within Florida, but we're moving from Orlando to the coast. So housing, of course, is much more expensive,
sure,
as well as insurance, et cetera.
Sure.
Just to buy a comparable home.
Okay, so what we'll want to do is factor in all those increased costs and look at what might be the most appropriate thing for you to do. So what I would suggest is Monday morning you call our office and make your appointment with our planner, with your advisor, and he or she will be glad to crunch those numbers for you.
All right, tell us plan.
All right, John, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
All right, appreciate it, John. If you want John's line, it's 844-220-0965. Again, 844-220-0965. We'll go to another John in Orlando. John, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group here on WDBO.
Good morning, John.
Hi, John. How you doing?
Hello.
Good morning.
How are you doing? All right.
Good. What can we do for you?
John, you there?
Do you have a question?
Yeah.
Okay. And what is your question, John?
I had asked earlier. I'm dealing with a financial planner locally, and I just wanted to find out, is there some place I can go where they evaluate different financial planners in my area? Because, you know, they're doing a lot of things for me that I have a 401k and a 403b. You know, between my wife and myself and an IRA, and they have an outside group managing our work-based accounts, and they manage the IRA, but I don't know where, you know, if they're really doing the best job for me, or because I don't know enough to really evaluate it on my own, and it doesn't seem like there's anywhere that you can really go where, you know, other than looking up online.
Yeah.
Trying to find reviews.
Well, one thing that we can offer you, I know if you go to FINRA, FINRA.org, you can get information on anybody who's a registered investment advisor. one thing that we might be able to offer you to help, you know, answer some questions is a second opinion. When evaluating portfolios, we use some pretty stringent and very independent, unbiased reporting information so you can get a true second opinion of your portfolio and see how it's working for you.
But John, you want to work with a planner that's going to do the planning for you for a fee, is not going to try to sell you something, some product, and I would recommend that you work with a certified financial planner professional. And you want to work with somebody that will put in writing that they will work as a fiduciary for you. By being a fiduciary, that means that they are on your side of the table. And at the end of the day, they have to demonstrate what they're doing for you is in your best interest, not because the company is suggesting that they do this, that, or they're going to win some contest or sell some company product. So working from a fiduciary standard is the most important. We are certified by the Center for Fiduciary Excellence as one of less than 1% of companies in the country as investment advisors for meeting the highest levels of fiduciary compliance. So, you know, but every planner is going to be different. There are great planners out there. Some of them are not CFPs. But I can tell you that if they become certified financial planners, means they've met the educational requirements and have continued with continuing education and have a code of ethics. And on top of that, if they are going to sign off for you and provide you a document that says that they will work for you on a fiduciary basis, then you have more than a fighting chance to be successful.
Okay.
That's what you need to do.
All right, John, thanks so much for the phone call. If you want John's line or have any other questions for you, 844-220-0965. Text machine is 21232. We are planning tomorrow.
Today.
With a certified financial group. Right now it's time to pause to get three big things you need to know. And welcome back to On the Money here on the Certified Financial Group's last 5 minutes here. It's your last chance to get your question answered at 844-220-0965. We are listening to the music of the Police. Why, Joe?
Oh, because tonight, at the Springs Community in Longwood for the seventh consecutive year, Certified Financial Group will be hosting the Orlando Philharmonic Orchestra, which will be playing the music of Sting and the Police. They're going to be backing up a great tribute band. Nancy said she had some friends there last night at the rehearsal, and it was terrific music, and we look forward to seeing you there tonight. Hopefully you were able to get tickets, because it is a sellout, once again, as usual, and we're looking forward to a great night under the stars with some great music. So once again, we want to thank the Orlando Philharmonic, and special shout-out to Joan Hensley from our firm, who has really worked very, very hard putting this together. All the details
all right.
that take to assemble all this, she's done a tremendous job, as she always does. So shout-out to Joan.
Fantastic. Yeah,
anybody who's signing in, they see somebody wearing a name tag that says Joan.
Yes.
Give her a big hug.
All right, let's get right back to our phone calls. Rapid fire round. Start with Phil in Winter Springs. Phil, you're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Hello, Phil. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
I had gotten a small inheritance and paid my house off, and I'm not employed, and I'm bleeding my savings dry. I haven't gotten to my 401k. I'm 62. I'm not collecting my Social Security yet. But should I collect my Social Security to keep my savings intact?
Depends.
There are times when if, you know, cost of living is an issue, that it makes sense to draw Social Security early.
But if you can defer it, it makes sense to get that guaranteed income. But you don't want to run your savings into the ground because you need liquidity. Of course, it depends if you have equity in your house. You can always do a reverse mortgage. So there's some other variables that are involved there.
All right, Phil, thanks so much for the phone call. We're on a rapid fire round, so I want to get everybody's question answered. Let's go to Sheila in Orlando. Sheila, you're on the Certified Financial Group.
Hi, Sheila.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'll do it real quick. I'm 69 years old. I'm still working. I've got an IRA, but I'm also, I heard you guys talking about the 401k.
Mm-hmm.
Up to what stage can I still contribute to, or can I set up the 401k?
Are you working for an employer or you're self-employed?
I'm self-employed.
Okay, so you could set up a solo 401k, and you can contribute as long as you're working.
Does then the amount that's in the 401k come into account when I take my RMA or RMA?
Yes, it does.
Yeah. But
yes,
you ought to do that because you could put far more in that than you can into an IRA if that
works
for you.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Next call is...
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You.
Yep. Let's go to William in Melbourne. William, real quick.
Hello. I have a, I'm 57. I own four houses. I own them outright. I don't have any mortgage on them. And try to liquidate my assets. I'm probably worth close to $1 million. My question is, should I incorporate or do an LLC?
Well, that's the same thing.
Yeah,
LLC is
it's a different way of it's a little bit easier and a little bit less it compared to like a C corp. But LLC is what most individuals do.
Okay. It'll protect you from liability from creditor claims and suits if your tenants or anybody gets hurt on the property. That's why you do it.
One quick text question: rumor has it Florida will no longer be an income tax free state; will now be 11%. Please tell me that's not true.
It's not true.
Perfect. All right, that's it. There we go, ladies and gentlemen. That'll do it for this week's edition.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, but there's a lot of weird things on the internet.
No,
that's all I got to say. We'll see everybody tonight at the Springs concerts, and stay tuned for Florida Homes and Gardens coming up next right here on News 96.5 WDBO.
This is News 96.5 WDBO.